Egypt's army-backed interim president is considering whether to approve a draft law on protests and sit-ins. Now a hot debate is ongoing, with some defending the constitutionality of the protest law and others criticizing its legitimacy, especially at this very critical period the country is facing.
The country's constitution, according to the roadmap, guarantees a right of peaceful protest. But in the midst of the emergency laws imposed, there should be no protests at all. And the executive authorities have the right to stop all demos.
Details of the draft law have not yet been unveiled. Also, it's not clear whether the law will force protesters to get a permission from the Interior Ministry before launching rallies, or will the process just require a notification?
I think that any law should tackle how to organize protests and not how to stop them.
Those in favor of the law argue that it will help face what they describe as the brotherhood violence to improve national security.
When we talk about human rights, we must also talk about national security.
But those who are against the law say it's yet another blow to basic freedoms in Egypt. They argue that the misuse of basic freedoms has already led to a deadly crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood movement and its supporters. They also say the crackdown in place since the ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi by the army in July has damaged national security.
All international treaties and conventions guarantee the right of assembly. This is a universal right that shouldn't be violated.